Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Richard Serrett. Join me on Strange Planet for in-depth conversations with the world's top paranormal investigators, alien abductees, Bigfoot trackers, monster hunters, time travelers, alternative archaeologists, remote viewers, and more.
As I was on the way to Area 51, I was stopping on the side of the road and just taking measurements, and I found this one spot where time slowed down by a fraction of a second. It's not supposed to do that.
From the two big categories, animal mutilations and human abductions, you have to conclude that genetic material is being harvested.
Well, I reached for a rifle, and I turned and looked, and it was already moving away, and it was descending the bluff. There's no way any human could have went down it. It was probably a 75-degree angle straight down, almost.
On Richard Serrett's Strange Planet, we're redefining reality. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do not go any further. Turn around. Go home.
Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month, February 2018. Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month is a compilation of the weird, disturbing, and downright baffling stories currently happening in our world. From UFOs and serial killers, to ancient sites, mysterious creatures, and even ghosts, these are the Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month for February 2018. Number 5. Grizzly Warehouse Discovery. Harboring dead body parts might sound like something a serial killer would do, but surprisingly, there are individuals who actually do it legally and live off it with ease. Detroit, Michigan businessman Arthur Rathburn has been in the business of selling human body parts for decades. It's not illegal under U.S. law, and the overseeing of the trade along with the various regulations surrounding it are still murky. Arthur, however, took things too far and was charged with defrauding customers by selling them body parts infected with HIV and hepatitis, and also lied to federal agents about shipping them. He operated a warehouse in Michigan where he stored donated body parts and then sold them mostly to medical researchers. But shortly after reports of illegal activity, the FBI raided his warehouse and found a grisly scene. The place itself was filthy and the bodies were haphazardly stored. Various parts were frozen together and Arthur had to use a crowbar to separate them from one another whenever there was an order. Human heads, arms, and more were found stuffed in freezers. Some were strewn about inside other coolers, and others just left out in the open. Reuters had previously reported about the lack of regulation in the body broker industry when one of their reporters managed to purchase two human heads along with a cervical spine after exchanging just a few emails with a body broker in Tennessee. This reporter only paid $900 for the items, plus shipping. Even more menacing was that in Rathburn's warehouse, fetuses were also found preserved in jars. These were babies in their second trimester and most likely would have been collected from abortion clinics. It's believed Rathburn would buy his goods from suppliers in Illinois and Arizona, then store them in his warehouse in Detroit before selling them off to his clients. Courts say that human cadavers can fetch anywhere between $10,000 to $100,000 when sold in parts. Rathburn was living out of his van when he was arrested in 2016, and currently the case is getting underway. Number 4. D.B. Cooper case solved. On November 24, 1971, an unknown airplane hijacker dubbed as D.B. Cooper managed to steal $200,000 before parachuting his way to freedom somewhere over Oregon and Washington. Many believe the daring hijacker died while trying to get away, but his fate remains unknown and some believe he's still alive and well. What's so mysterious about D.B. Cooper is that no one knows for sure who he is or where he came from. On the day of the hijacking, he simply showed up to the Northwest Orient Airlines ticket counter with a briefcase and purchased a one-way ticket to Seattle. Once on the plane, passengers described him as polite, well-dressed, and well-mannered. He lit a cigarette, ordered a drink, and then gave one of the attendants a small note. On it, he said he was carrying a bomb inside his briefcase. He communicated his demands, which included $200,000 and two parachutes. The ransom money was assembled, including the parachutes, and eventually were delivered to Cooper after they had landed in Washington. He then allowed the other passengers to leave except for the pilot and some of the crew. Once in the air again, after ordering the remaining people to stay inside the cockpit, Cooper opened the door of the plane and parachuted away into the darkness, never to be seen again. Since then, despite pursuing several leads and collecting evidence over the years, none of it has led to any arrests. But a new documentary coming out asserts that the identity of D.B. Cooper has in fact been revealed. Amateur sleuths and filmmaker Thomas Colbert point to a 1971 letter believed to have been sent to authorities by Cooper himself. The supposed letter contained a code that they said points to his identity. They then revealed that the man everyone calls D.B. Cooper is actually a Vietnam War veteran named Robert Rackstraw. Details as to how they arrived at such a conclusion still remain unclear, but they promised to reveal it during the documentary. The amateur sleuths did indicate the numbers 71717164 included in the letter pointed to Army units Rackstraw served in during the war. As for Rackstraw, he has repeatedly denied being the infamous hijacker. The FBI is not planning to pursue any investigation against him, citing that it's just circumstantial evidence, and that there's no solid proof that he is or was D.B. Cooper. Number 3. Barry and Honey Sherman Murder Conspiracy. When 75-year-old pharmaceutical billionaire Barry Sherman and his wife Honey were found dead inside their $7 million mansion, police initially thought it was a murder-suicide. The Shermans were discovered in a seating position close to their pool in Toronto, Canada. Both had leather belts around their necks with the cause of death cited as strangulation. Eventually, they considered the deaths to be a double homicide, but police have stopped short of naming any suspects. Barry made his money in the pharmaceutical trade, selling generic drugs with his company, Apotex. He was a philanthropist, but also considered a formidable man who was not afraid of waging as many as 100 lawsuits against business rivals. He had learned the business from his uncle, Louis Winter, who had owned Empire Laboratories. After Winter's death, Sherman bought the company and sold it for a profit, at which point he then created his own business. As a whole, Apotex would challenge patents behind brand-name drugs through various lawsuits and create generic drugs to compete. This practice garnered him many enemies over the years. However, his biggest feuds were against his own cousins, who were his uncle's children. They've accused Sherman of having something to do with Winter's death, and they also believe they have a stake in Apotex since it was created with their father's money. They've had ongoing battles for decades, and last September a judge threw out their lawsuit, citing it was more than fanciful. Sherman, at the time of his death, was also working on an autobiography where he said he would air out the dirty secrets of the pharmaceutical industry. Weeks after his death, the Toronto police are still investigating the case and are in the process of interviewing a list of individuals. With so many enemies, it's hard to say who exactly could be involved, but the case remains open, so perhaps it's only a matter of time. Number 2. Explorers discover Mayan treasure. After 10 months of exploration, researchers and archaeologists have managed to discover one of the largest underwater cave systems in the entire world. It actually connects two previously known systems, the Sacatún and the Dos Ojos, which are both found in the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico. Researchers and archaeologists have discovered a passageway connecting the two systems, and together they make up the largest known flooded cave, stretching more than 215 miles. The Great Maya Aquifer Project took months of exploration before discovering the connection, and inside it are priceless treasures. The discovery is considered one of the most important submerged archaeological sites in the world. According to Robert Schmittner, director of the exploration project, the cave systems contain more than 100 archaeological contexts, among which are evidence of the first settlers of America, as well as extinct fauna and, of course, the Mayan culture. In 2014, there were human bones found inside a pit along the cave system. The same area is also suspected of having the ancient dead buried in it. There are also other human bones found in various areas with signs that these were sacrificial deaths. Various other artifacts dating back to ancient times have also been uncovered, including jade beads, stone tools, shells, and water pitchers. Until now, researchers are still hoping to connect the now largest cave system with surrounding cenotes in the Tulum area. The other cenotes nearby include the 167-mile-long Oxbel Ha system, as well as the Kol Bal system, which is 57 miles long. If they find a passage, the underground cave system could be even bigger than they ever imagined and have countless artifacts from our history's past. Number 1. Allen and Louise Ann Turpin. On January 14, 2018, a 17-year-old girl escaped from her Perris, California home and told police that she, along with her 12 other siblings, were being held captive. When officers arrived at the home of Allen and Louise Ann Turpin, they were shocked to find the rest of their 12 children chained and padlocked to various furniture pieces in their beds. The kids ranged in age from 2 to 29 years old. Some of them were so deeply malnourished it was hard for the officers to determine how old they really were, as most looked much younger than their actual age. In fact, they were stunned to find out that out of the 12 children, 5 were actually adults. The Turpins only allowed their children to shower twice a year and only fed them one meal per day. Their rooms were filthy and there were feces and urine everywhere. After the officers found them, they fed the children and made sure they were hydrated because they were so starved. Afterwards, they were immediately admitted to the hospital under a constant watch to make sure that they didn't go into shock. While the children went starving, the parents apparently ate well and would often leave food in plain sight to deliberately torment their kids. On the outside, 57-year-old David and his wife, who was 49, painted an image of a relatively picture-perfect family. Both their Facebook pages are filled with photos of them and their children in their multiple wedding renewals in Vegas. In one of them, it showed the children dressed in black suits for the boys and the girls in purple plaid dresses. David's parents claimed to be unaware at what was happening on the property. As for their neighbors, they said they knew the Turpins had plenty of children, but the kids were rarely seen outside and that they were homeschooled. In fact, David's employment record lists him as the principal of Sandcastle Day School, with its address located at the Turpin home. Both David and Louise Ann have been arrested and charged with torture and child endangerment, and both are held on a bail of $9 million. The police also wanted to commend the Turpin's daughter for finding the courage to call authorities and come forward. The 17-year-old managed to escape through a window and call the police using a deactivated cell phone. Every day we encounter scary and mysterious stories that many of us don't know what to make of. These are just a handful, but there is still so much more to discover. If you enjoyed this video, then remember to subscribe to our channel. We have many new scary mysteries coming out every single week that we're sure you'll enjoy. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next week.